HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Warriors, A Vision of Shadows, Book 5, River of Fire, by Aaron Hunter. Performed by MacLeod Andrews. Prologue. A warm breeze wafted over the grass, carrying with it the scents of prey and the fresh green growth of new leaf. The sun shone from a blue sky crossed by scudding white clouds. A small stream gurgled its way down a gentle slope, then widened out into a pool fringed with rushes. A group of cats sat beside the pool, while others stalked up and down along the bank. Frost shimmered in their fur, and starlight glittered at their paws and in their eyes.
"I can't believe this has happened,"
a cream-furred she-cat lamented.
"I gave up my life trying to get back to Shadow Clan."
Her voice shook as she went on.
"I never thought there would be a time when Shadow Clan didn't exist."
A plump white she-cat nuzzled her shoulder briefly, her black ears quivering.
"I know, Dawn Pelt,"
she murmured with a sorrowful glance around at her clanmates.
"Maybe it's our fault. Maybe we didn't fight hard enough for Shadow Clan while we were alive."
A disdainful hiss came from a slim, silver-pelted cat who had been pacing restlessly near the water's edge. She halted and rounded on the others, her front claws tearing angrily at the grass.
"You're wrong, Beanos," she snarled. "We couldn't have saved a clan that didn't want to be saved. We have to place the blame where it belongs, on Rowan Star. Rowan Claw, as he's calling himself now."
"That's easily said, Needletail."
The rasping voice came from an old gray she-cat with rumpled fur and glaring amber eyes, who sat on top of a boulder a couple of tail lengths away.
"But Rowan Star wasn't the only cat who misunderstood Darktail's true intentions. Did some of you not call yourselves Darktail's kin?"
"Of course, Yellowfang. You always know everything,"
Needletail retorted, her tone edged with sarcasm.
"I've seen more in my time than you young cats,"
Yellowfang's voice rumbled from deep within her chest.
"I thought once that nothing worse than Broken Star's leadership could happen to my clan, but I was wrong."
"I trusted Rowan Star,"
a white tom added from where he sat at the base of Yellowfang's rock. He swiped his tongue over one black forepaw and used it to wash his ears.
"I thought he would make a fine leader after me. But what was he to do when half his clan betrayed him and followed Darktail?"
Dawnpelt nodded sadly.
"You're right, Black Star. I know we also made mistakes.
And now the Shadow Clan cats who are left have joined Sky Clan,"
Beanos murmured.
"But will Leaf Star and the rest of Sky Clan ever really trust them? We should all have tried harder when we had the chance."
"That's a load of mouse droppings,"
Needletail meowed, her green eyes narrowing.
"A strong leader could have held the clan together, Darktail or no Darktail. We were only tempted by Darktail because of Rowan Claw's weakness. And now that Darktail is dead, a strong leader would already be rebuilding the clan. Rowan Claw accepted 9 lives from Star Clan, and now he's all, 'Thank you very much, I don't want them anymore.' What cat does that?"
Blackstar puffed out a sigh and shook his head.
"No cat. Or at least no cat should," he admitted.
"And now the whole clan is suffering,"
Needletail hissed.
"That mange pelt. Enough!"
A new voice rang out. They all turned to see a cat standing at the top of the slope, outlined against the sky. As they watched, she headed toward them, brushing her way through the grass with neat, purposeful paw steps. Stars streamed through her thick black fur like water.
"Who's that?"
Needletail muttered, glaring at the newcomer.
"No idea," Blackstar replied, looking puzzled. "She's no Shadow Clan cat I've ever seen."
The strange cat halted in front of the group of cats, seemingly undaunted by their bristling neck fur and twitching tail tips.
"You may not have seen me,"
she mewed calmly to Blackstar.
"But I have seen you many times. I am Shadow Star, the first leader of your clan."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?